Attention all citizens, it's time for Denizens of the Deep.
In the studio with us, Sam Sampson. G'day, Sam.
Hey, how are you going, Dan?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for coming in. You're our first on-air poet. We've had lots of singer-songwriter types. We've had the other Dan Sperber, who's a French cognitive scientist and philosopher. He was great. Now we've got you, and the closest thing we've had to you probably was a couple of weeks ago. We had Tim Stewart from Hopetown Brown, and I was really, really quite charmed at the fact that he came in just with nothing. He came in with just his thighs and his well, that sounds odd, but he came in with, you know, just his hand claps and slapping and voice. And now we're taking out even the hand claps and the slapping.
Well, it might not be too different. In some ways, there's a musical fusion, and most of the degree that I did was in philosophy anyway. So, you know, there's a lot of French philosophy running through some of the stuff.
Okay. So you've published a couple of really beautiful books over the years. You've got Halcyon Ghosts from 2014 and Everything Talks from 2008. At the moment, you're working on smaller projects and things, and there's one really interesting one that I thought, just before we launch into your actual poetry, you could just tell us about the one with the photography there.
Yeah, I've always been interested in sort of moving out of the comfort zone of poetry, so I work with a lot of different practitioners, sort of photographers, and the person I've worked with a lot recently has been Peter Madden, the collage artist, and we collage and sort of move stuff around, but the project I'm working on at the moment is with Harvey Benge, who's a New Zealand photographer who frequents between Paris and Auckland, and he takes photos of both sort of in places, and we're sort of running text and images together, sort of bouncing call and response, bouncing it off.
And where can we see that?
Well, we have published one little book called Exclusivity, Dwells in Habitat, and at the moment we're just sort of filtering this work, so it's sort of at a free experimental stage.
What does that mean in English?
That means in English that I come up with some words and Harvey comes up with some images, and what happens is somehow there's some fusion.
Right, and it's is it online, or how will you present it?
Well, I've got a website that has some of our images and text on it, and it's a little book. We do limited editions of 100 usually of those books, and the side projects are great. I've just finished a little collaboration with Roger Ballen, who was up at Tiuru, and that's another poem which hopefully will see the light of day at some point.
All right, and you're going to perform a work for us. Tell us a little, well, you don't have to tell us much, but tell us just a squidge.
Yeah, on Sunday, one of the world's great poets, John Ashbery, died. He was 90 years old, and he was of a generation where he came out of the sort of 50s abstract expressionism, Frank O'Hara, a lot of those, Barbara Guest, a lot of amazing artists and poets who were sort of reacting against the criticism of the 50s at that time, and a lot, he was influential and is still influential for a lot of younger poets. So I've always been influenced by his work, and I have a number of works which I think I've written around what he does. Yeah.
Does this one have a title?
This one's called A Question of Brightness. So this is a poem in homage of John Ashbery. Firecrack sentences, a sanctuary shack, vast expanse. Confession, I like to do my sightseeing in history, prefer the topographical. Pigs fly, warm up the imagined, colourful, ornate. Heavy drops, listen, a great roll, broadcast of the voice. Private radios, glisten, compass. A high tower activity, slight overcrowding, great cry for the awkward word. Apparatus haunts, punctuates dialogue. A circular house activates democratic ideas, memorials, one speaker station heard at a distance. Fortune tellers sift far out compartments, oh, to pursue happiness, tea leaves, newspaper, astrologer. Behind the sway to stay, especial dreams, oh yes, you pay. boats of great importance, a year, they said, of examinations, a year and a time slight but wiry, the band outside Medley, a wider sphere as it happens, the strategy dangerous past the burbs. Our hard world, our outlook, that of idealists who refuse to talk confidently. Of the marginal, explore the overwhelming, engaged on this mission, startled down the road, transient. Command line through the graveyard, four tunnels, mountain pressing on measure, vehement home. They howl to be assured, in conversation, exaggeration, conquered territory. Now the quiet calm, by pandemonium the outer courtyard resets. House and stalls of people gathering, acquaintances still alive on or below. Balances spread over the centre, over the endless refrain. Tiny ruins, a story of intuited love. Harvest ballads, a sing-along with an interested ear. Folk dances, vivid in action, boats of striation. Already mentioned the allocated O, encourage the centre. The original somewhat out of a date, a change periodically exhibits travel from the outer. As specialists, we sometimes see objects, encounter laughter, to own ideas, take ropes, a toy, shovels, to a depth, identify aspirations, reduce size, seize power, freely circulate the original, restore. Deflect a departmental exchange, thousands of flags, flags house to house, silk brocades a blessing, a hillside sweating, cooling philosophical talk, beautiful places of worship scattered, excursions, gateways, houses, fallen masonry. When news began as natural timbers, the narrow, irregular, tiny but intricate use of the inevitable, relics, ash trapped in a sheet of music, a mist emerging from picturesque inaction. The right phrase, an etching process, reciting excerpts at every step. Again, to repeat a question of brightness. The story pours down, vast still flecked with snow. A gaze, this panorama, a great sea, mountains disappear. Volcanoes, the house, something of architecture. To identify dress, stone, iron, rust, restless artisans. By one accord, a mausoleum is a spot of sun and moon, a lamp which fountains disperse. By lamplight, oil to the saint, built to last the story of a grain of pure experience. Tinted to a traditional conception, God suggests an omnibus, a park with a western eye. The child I was, the boy grew, bright eyes of walled-up contrition. A life for, and it began in colour, sumptuous, ineffectually elemental. A glorious abode, crocuses relay individual rooms, rickshaws tow a wash of colour, the meadow reminiscent up over the upland. Was I not alone in creating atmosphere? Common assumptions consist of the comparatively old. The young man waits, the old man in a dream at the very centre. Green mountain track, a church, hurricane, two flags, a vehicle, walk on. From two sticks, a bamboo wall, walk on, carry a stick with a tuft of white. On horseback, drop, dismount, the actor is symbolic. To indicate weeping, use a sleeve to wipe away tears, walk on. The ease of delivery, stage the imaginary line. To open the threshold, lift a foot, a gate charged with meaning. Dignified steps with only the slightest pretext to do so, with the story transformed, juvenile whiskers present utmost seriousness, constructed falsetto singing arranged from the dainty to acrobatic, juggler throwing long striped skittles, partitions which slow flames at the head of the pyre, a link to the completed line. Height commands the foothills and halls of carved pillars, a square gateway itself an arch, in the centre daylight projects the city. Recollections, a question is likely, an infinite simple question. On the outskirts, people imagined, in appeasement we trust ambition. In defence, variations of the evening light beautifully grooved. Rain, natural confusion, gone west, green light, check, flint, spark.
Thank you, Sam Sampson. That's the live in-studio poetry and a brand new work entitled, once again, The Question of Brightness. Did I get that right?
A Question of Brightness.
A Question of Brightness. We're going to play a Leonard Cohen number, which is him also reciting poetry. You've chosen this.
Yeah.
Villanelle for our time.
Yeah, Villanelle, 19 lines.
Right.
Refrain and a rhyme in the first line. So, yeah, beautiful work by F.R. Scott, who Cohen set it to. Yeah.
So for listeners, for the listener listening to what you've just done, you know, it can be for some people uncomfortable. We're so used to hearing music with our words, especially on the radio. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, for me, poetry itself, the type of poetry I think I'm writing is closer to music, because with music we don't actually ask for meaning. We just let it wash over us, and it sort of just context is not so important as the sort of sonic variations in the words.
Mm.
And for me, my words are sometimes not at the syntactical and semantical connections. The way the sentences are put together create a score on the page. Mm. For people such as Leonard Cohen and other people like that, they have a more linear narrative, and what they'll do is they'll set that poem to words. I mean, his great influences were Federico Garcia Lorca and a lot of the romantic sort of poets that came out of Spain, so plus a lot of others. So setting poetry to music's tricky, because poetry is supposed to contain within itself the whole musical spectrum.
Mm.
So once you set it to music, you have to be very careful that you don't kill it.
Mm.
From bitter searching of the heart, quickened with passion and with pain, we rise to play a greater part. This is the faith from which we start. Men shall know commonwealth again from bitter searching of the heart. We love the easy and the smart, but now with keener hand and brain, we rise to play a greater part. The lesser loyalties depart, and neither race nor creed remain from bitter searching of the heart. Not steering by the venal chart that tricked the mass for private gain, we rise to play a greater part. Reshaping narrow law and art, whose symbols are the millions slain, from bitter searching of the heart, we rise to play a greater part. Faith from which we start. Men shall know commonwealth again from bitter searching of the heart. We rise to play a greater part. The lesser loyalties depart, and neither race nor creed remain from bitter searching of the heart. We rise to play a greater part. Reshaping narrow law and art, whose symbols are the millions slain from bitter searching of the heart. We rise to play a greater part. This is the faith from which we start. Men shall know commonwealth again from bitter searching of the heart, we rise to play a greater part. Reshaping narrow law and art, whose symbols are the millions slain from bitter searching of the heart, we rise to play a greater part.
Selected by our guest Sam Sampson. From Bitter Searching of the Heart, we rise to play a greater part. Is that something you can relate to, Sam?
Yeah, well, I think Leonard did until he went out earlier in the year, another great singer, songwriter, poet.
Hey, you're going to read us one more of your poems. What's it called?
This is because I've been brought up out west, and this is where I am. I'm out there now. I've written a lot around the sort of west coast, and this one's called The Breaking Wave off Karikari.
Shout out to the west.
Here we go. Frame by frame, I watch the dark blue wave arc fall white. By frame, I watch the dark blue wave arc fall white. Frame, I watch the dark blue wave arc fall white. I watch the dark blue wave arc fall white. Watch the dark blue wave arc fall white. The dark blue wave arc fall white. Dark blue wave arc fall white. Blue wave arc fall white. Wave arc fall white. Arc fall white. Fall white. White.
Sam Sampson, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to go out with another choice of yours out of as we exit Denizens of the Deep and shortly 7 a.m. swim. You've chosen another Leonard number as performed by our man Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, this is in 1996, February of 1996. I went to the St. James. I was interested in Tim Buckley. I didn't know much about Jeff, and I heard him play the great Hallelujah. And it hadn't really broken at the time, but it was certainly an experience, and everyone there knew something special was happening.
Interestingly enough, I went to that show too, and the thing that really grabbed me was his guitar playing. I thought it was just transcendent. So there.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you again for coming in, and here we are.
secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. But I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah. Time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew is hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe there is a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah.
That was Denizens of the Deep.
7 a.m. swim.